Tesco, very quickly, the Mishnah, and Daf Samech Dalet, Amad Aleph. The Mishnah says, HaPesach Nishchat B'Sholesh Kitois, Shenema V'Shachtu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kahal Ve'Eido V'Yisrael. Rashi says, Mitzveh L'Cholek L'Sholesh Kitois Zu Achazu, that when you have a tzibur, it should not be done in one shot, all together, but it's a mitzvah licholik. En nichnesa kat harishayna nismala ha'azora, nolu dalsoy sa'azora, toko hariyo v'toko, akahanem oindim shurois shurois, ubeideyem bezichei kesef ubezichei zov, Shura shekula kesef kesef, v'shura shekula zov zov. Lehayom rovim, we mentioned the Svasema says that that means that the all the, even though it says before, shura shekula kesef kesef, but it means that it was not rows of kesef zov, no, all the shuras of kesef were in one area and all the shuras of zov were in another area. And the Vazichin did not have Shulayim to enable the Kohen to put them down. They might be, they might put it down and the dam will become Nifsal from Zrike if it hardens. Shochat Yisrael v'kibel HaKohen. The Yisrael Kutshecht, you know, the Shchitas Ksheire Bezor, V'kibel HaKohen. And but from Kabbalah, and further, you need Kohune. Naisne L'chaveiroi, V'chaveiroi L'chaveiroi, where there were Shuris till the Mizbeach, so they handed over the Bozichen. U'mekabel es ha-molei, u'marzir es ha-reikot. So the Kohen, if the Kohen in front of him handed him a, wanted to hand him a bozich molei of dam, and he had in his hand a empty bozich that already was nizrak on the mizbeach, so the seder is first umekabel as a molei, he first takes the molei, and then umarzir as a reikot. Then he returns the empty Bozer. Koyin akorev eitzal ha-mizbeach, zerkoi zrika achas keneged ha-yesoid. So he zerik on the mizbeach one zrike. We have to make sure that the chelik of the mizbeach he was zerik was keneged ha-yesoid. There wasn't a yesoid on all four ruches, only on two ruches there was a yesoid. And the Ruach Tzvaini and the Ruach Marovi. The Ruach Droimi and the Ruach Mizrochi, there was not a Yesoid, only there was one Ame, and the Ruach Mizrochi and the Ruach Droimi that had a Yesoid, and we'll see this in Rashi Daf Samechei. Yotzeso Kat Rishayno, after the Kat Rishayno left, Nichneso Kat Shnia, Yotzeso Shnia, Nichneso Shlishis. Kemaisei harishoyne, kach maisei hashniya vashlishis, the same seder, koru es ahalol. We learned, Tosva says that the Levium okere es halol, and Rashi is moisif that the kitis were also okere es halol. Im gomru shonu, vim shonu shilshu, afal pishaloi shilshu mimeyem, because it wasn't necessary to say Hallel three times because of the Zrizis and Mehiris of the Kahanim. Abiyuda ima mimeim shal katshlishis leigir lo hafti ki yishma Hashem imnei shahamo mu'otim. The third kat never reached a hafti ki yishma Hashem. We were up to here. Now let us continue. Kemaseyu b'choyl, the same seder that was Erev Pesach shechaliyis b'choyl, Kach Maiseyu b'Shabbes, so Erev Pesach Shchaliyos b'Shabbes, they did the same. Elo, the difference was Shekahanim Meidichim Es HaAzore Sheloi Bertzoin Chachomim. Bechoyel, they were mediach da azore, that was bertzayin chachomim. Shabbos, they did it shaloi bertzayin chachomim. What does he Rashi? Ela shekahanim medichem azore, she'amas hamayim mahaleches ba'azore. There was an amas hamayim in the azore, and there was a mokim where it came out from, and then a mokim where it went out to, everything in the azore. Shem roitzim lahodiach azore, when they were interested in washing the ritzpa of the azore, poikikin es nekev yitziyosa. So they stuffed up the nekev where the amas hamayim was running out into, and b'mayim poishtim v'hulchem al gedoysel, so then the mayim overflowed the sides of the amo, umeidichin es kol ha'azore, and the whole azore became washed. Sheritzpo shel shayish oisa kulo. The floor of the azore was marble. V'achakach poishchin ha'nekev, they opened up the nekev which they had previously stuffed. V'mayim yoytzen. V'erev ha'pesach mitoich shadomim merubim oyu meidichim oisa. So every Erev Pesach they used to wash. It was a multitude of korbanos, and there was a lot of dam in the azore, so they used to wash it. So v'kahanim oyu medichim oisa b'shabbes sheloi bertzayin chachomim. That what the kahanim did was sheloi bertzayin chachomim. We'll see why later on Daf Samachai. Rab Yehuda oimer kois hoyo memalei midam hataruvitz, that they used to be memalei one kois midam hataruvitz. There was, before they washed the azore, so there was a lot of dam on the ritzpes azore. We'll see later that Rabbi Yehuda was chayish, perhaps there was some dam that was niskabel bekeli and it spilled out on the ritzpe, so it was not nizrak yet. So they went and took a kois, and they took from the mokim where there was a chash that spilled out, and they filled up this kois with dam, and there was zayrek from this kois on the mizbeach. It's also chash, maybe there was a chash, a sofik, maybe it was nishpach adam, so they wanted to ensure that that everyone's korban Pesach, the dam was nizrak, so they took kois oye memalei midam ataruveis, zorkei zrika achas al gabi ha-mizbech, v'loi hoidu loi chachomim. The chachomim held that this wasn't the correct thing to do. The tzlach is ma'ire, on the Seder HaMishneh, how does Rabbi Yehuda come into here? L'chaire, this belongs before. When we're saying how the Seder how the Seder was, so Rabbi Yehuda says that's what they did. We've gone off the subject already. How does Rabbi Yehuda come in here? So the Tzlach wants to say that Rabbi Yehuda Bedavke comes in here, that he said that even though this whole anhoge of Rabbi Yehuda was mikayach sofik, he said, "B'chol you could do it, b'Shabbos you couldn't do it, because to be zayrik dam on the mizbeach," he says, "is an iser shvus of tzeveya, even though it's not miskayim on the mizbeach, but it's severe that also midarabonon." So that's the hemshech that Rabbi Yehuda wants to say. There's another difference between chol and Shabbos. That chol they used to do this, Shabbos they didn't do this. Keitzad toilin umafshitin. What was the seder? How were they toiled the kolben? And how did they skin the kolben? Unkliyoy shel barzel hoyu kibuyim beksolim ubamudim. They were hooks that were kavua in the walls. They were kavua in the amudim. They were amudim on the extreme north side of the azore. See, there were 8 amudim. Shebehen toilen umafshitim, and in these hooks they were able to hang up the korban Pesach, and they skinned it. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Midam ataruves amutol al haritzpo. There was dam on the ritzpo. The time of Meforosh Bigmor. Unklios mismorim sheroshayim kfufim lemailo. Bamudim elu amudim ktanim harbei ukruyim nanasim. Kedamrinim bemeseches tomid. There was an area in the Azore that was the north side of the Mizbech, all the way on the north of the Azore, towards the end, for all of Shmoina Amudim. And in this area, there were 8 Amudim. They were stands, Ukruyim Nanosim. The Kairish Shel Erez Al Gabeyim, and there were blocks of wood, which were situated on top of these amudim, and in these blocks of wood there were hooks, different 3 sedorim of hooks on these blocks. I think he brings a kvuim is a grais that goes together. So that is how they used to skin the korban Pesach. Kol mi she'ein loy mokoim litloy solahavshit. A person who did not have place, there was a multitude of people in the Beis Hamikdash, so mistamet wasn't sufficient, the Beis Hamikbachayim, to skin all the kobonis, is makolis dakim, v'chalokim hoyusham. There were thin poles, meniach, al kseifoy, val kosev chaveiroy, v'toyle umafshet. Chalokim, Rashi says, mechulokim, v'futzolois kliposom. They had smoothed it out, they took off the bark of these makolis, and the mele, they used to hang the korban Pesach on these makolis, and that used to be toyle umafshet. Rabbi Elazar oimer, yudalet shechaliyos b'shabetz. What happened, Erev Pesach Shechalies B'Shabbos, Miniach Yodoy Al Kosev Chaveiroi, V'Yad Chaveiroi Al Kseifoi, V'Toyla Umafshit. So Rashi says, Shechalies B'Shabbos, V'Einoy Yochel L'Sakein HaMakolos. This is a very shvere Rashi. The Tzlach and the Rishash ask on Rashi, first of all, the Miri also says like Rashi, but the Miri says another Mahalach also. The first Mahalach, and what Rashi seems to be saying, is it seems they had to be machlik the makolis in order to use them to be toile the kolbonis on them. And if it's Shabbos, ein yochel esaken a makolis. So there's a balabat v'shekashe, so you can't do it Shabbos, so you do it Erev Shabbos. I mean, Mishloi Torah, Erev Shabbos, lo yechol b'Shabbos, what's the problem? Mekenish m'saken zayin. That's a balabat v'shekashe. But then they ask a kash of Bekiyas. There's a gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kufchov Gimel Amid Beis, Kufchov Dalet Amid Aleph. And the Gemara says, Pshat and Rabbi Elazar, why didn't they use the makolas? So the Gemara is two mahalchim. One man, the Yomar, says that there were different kufis in the gzeire when they assert tiltul kalim in Shabbos. That means there were different kufis. One tkufa, only certain kalim they were matter, other kalim they weren't matter. Klisha malach delisa, they weren't matter. So the Gemara says, kaidim gzeres kalim nishnu. That means this Mishnah was learned before they were matter to be metaltal and all kalim. So therefore these makolas, chayra picheshben, these makolas are klisha malach delisa. They're oimed to skin behemoths on them, so it's a klisha malach delisa. And in the zman of the Mishnah, they weren't matter, at that time they weren't matter a klisha malach delisa letzairich gufay. So you couldn't use these maklas. So therefore, you couldn't be metal to these maklas. So therefore, they had to use meniach yodai al kosef chaveiroi. That's one mandiyoma. Another mandiyoma, Rabbi wants to say in Davkuf Chav Dalet, it could be it was mutter, but it's efshar al yedei ha-anochas yodai al kosef chaveiroi. It means even though you could use them, but if you could avoid using them, it's preferable to avoid using them. The Sha'aretzion and Simin Shin Ches, if Katan Yud Gimel, it brings a raya from this Gemara that even though Lahalocha Klisha Malachta Le'isa is Mutal Le'tzayrich Gufoy, if you want to open up a nut, a walnut, you could use a hammer. But if you have a nutcracker, you should use a nutcracker, because even though it is mutter, it's mutter if you don't have another keli. But if you have a klisha malachta leheta, you should not use a klisha malachta leheta. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and the Sha'aretzion brings a raya from this Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that even though it was after a klisha malachta leheta was mutter betiltul, the tzairich gufay afalpi came. Rabbi Elazar holds it was also to use a keli, since it's possible al yedei hanochas yad. So that's the Gemara in Shabbat. So Rashi is very, very schwer. Rashi comes, doesn't mention at all the this Gemara. The Gemara says klo, the Rambam Pirush Mishnah Hayfakas also says al tisa mukta. The reason they didn't use these kelim, the matlus in Shabbat, was as al tzmukta. And Rashi all of a sudden says a psanu mahalach, which is difficult to understand, and it's not like the Gemara in Shabbos. Yodai al kosev chaveiroi, v'toyla oisoi begidei arkuvoisov bizroye. That's how it was hanging by the gidim. Umavshit, v'toyla umavshit, koru, koroi, then there were kereya, the beton of the korban bohoitzi es emurot. Nosnu b'megis v'ktiron al gabei hamizbeach. B'megis ka'oren, they were makter, that was the haktoras emurim. Now we're speaking about how it was Shabbos. Is yotzeso kator rishoino, v'yoshvo lo b'har habayis, and then v'shniyo b'chil, Vashlishis b'mekayma emedes. There's a diak, the first two was yoshvolo, because they were permitted to sit. The third one was in Bazore, so memele, ein yeshiva Bazore, so memele b'mekayma emedes. In Hashaycha, when it became dark, Yatsu v'tzolo es pischeim, then they went to be tzolo de psochem. V'yoshvolo b'har abayis, zot Rashi, b'shabes koma. Shloi hoyu yecholim lohoylich pischeim levoteim. They were unable to bring the psochem home. Why were they unable? The Taisis Yontev says pshat, that Yerushalayim was an ir shal rabim, that they were not permitted to be ma'ariv, even though there was dalseis ne'uralis, so it was b'emesin ha'rishus ha'yochid, but it seems that they were not permitted to be ma'ariv the whole shtot, so there were certain areas that could not be ma'ariv one to the other, so memela, that's why they didn't carry. Shlehoyu yecholim lohoylech pischeyem lebateyem. They were unable to carry the psochim, al tzatzatnisa tiltul darabonon, so memela, so therefore they remained in Har Habayis. I'm wondering, from Rashi it seems the whole problem is a problem of Haitzah. I mean, you're not allowed to, they're not allowed to take shit. The Taishantan means that they had a loch like a Kamalist. So the kids are shlehoi yechayim lahoylech pischayim labatem. They weren't permitted to carry the psachim to the batim. Was a tzaddik a problem? Lachayre, why shouldn't there be a muktzadik a problem? Let me be mamtik the ha'ore. It's brought down from the primidodim says if a person has three mehudadike shmura matzis, which he's going to use for the seder. So the primigodim says, so erev Pesach, shechaliyes b'shabes, these three matzis are mukze. First of all, not allowed to eat them. I'll eat matzah erev Pesach. To give it to ktanim, Stami won't give these matzis to ktanim. So memele, so he says that they're mukze, psahol shayla, they're mukze. Child's allowed to use it for lechem mishnah in the morning, but the chalas about kaponim. There's zichet stodim to say that the matzahs which are oimed for the achilas halayla is mukze. Now lechayre the kolben pesach, you have a raw kolben pesach which dachsach me you're not allowed to eat by day. You have to wait till at night and to be toilet. So lechayre tzichem mukze. It's not worse than the I don't know how they were. I mean, whatever was necessary for the avodah, no, that was necessary. But lechayre later to be metaltal, the kolben pesach. I'm just wondering why wasn't the kolben pesach mukze lechayre? I mean, you had nothing what you could do with it by day. It was not edible and. It seems they took out the kolben. They took out the first kad yotzes akad chishayne v'yoshva lo bahar abayis. It seems they took out the kolben pesach to the har abayis. Shalayichel moelach pischem lo batayim. So they took it out to the har abayis. So I really don't know klar why they were permitted to be metaltal the kolben pesach. Would be a big behol if they wouldn't be metaltal when you have so many kolbonis around and netzaini nechel elalim nuyev would be shreklach, but I don't know if that's the teretz that they were matatul to mukta for such a reason. Bechel lifnei ha-soyrik hu bein soyrik lochoymes ezras noshim betchilis aliyas aho. This was an area between the soyrik and the choyme. Soyrik was a type of a mechitze. And in this area in between, this was where the second cut was. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rab Yitzchok, Ein HaPesach Nishchat Elo Begimel Kitois Shel Shloishim Shloishim Bnei Odom. That the Pesach was only Nishchat with Gimel Kitis, and each cut had to have a minimum amount of 30 people. My time. Now how do we get these figures? Because the pasuk says, Kohol ve'eda v'Yisrael. So eda we know klor, and eda pochus me'asore. It seems that, so just like eda is 10, so kol is also 10, in Yisrael is also 10. So me'mele, so we see we need a kol eda v'Yisrael. Mesav kilon. But Rav Yitzchak said something else. Ein haPesach nishchat ela begimel kitois shel shloishim shloishim bnei adam, that you need three kitois, and each kat had to have 30 people. So how do we figure this out? So Rav Yitzchak said, misaf kolon I bebas achas, I beze achalze. So you have to have, you need a kol ve'eda v'Yisrael, which is gematria 30 people. Now, do you need it bebas achas? That means could be pshat is v'shach to oisei kol kahol adas b'nei Yisrael. That means b'shash to shchita, there has to be 30 people standing there. So then, if that's pshat in the posik, so then you need, there's no inyan of sholish kitis, but you need b'shash shchita a minimum of 30 people. That's one way you can learn pshat in posik. We can learn a second way, it could be pshat in that the pasuk says that you need three kitas. If you need three kitas, so each kat will be of 10 people. So there's two ways how to learn pshat in pasuk. Hilkach. So since we don't know, Beinon Shalosh Kitos. We need Shalosh Kitos because maybe that's Pshat and Kol Adadas Yisrael. Kol Va'edavi Yisrael. Because maybe that's Pshat. And you also need Shalshleishim Shleishim B'nei Adam because maybe Pshat is that it has to be Geshachten in a Maimed of 30 people. Maybe that's Pshat. So Memele, so Lechumra, we have to be Machmer on both Eifanim. It's either 30 or 3. So we make 3 of 30, 30. So Memele, so Memonashech, we are Yoitz. Di'i Bebasachas, so Ike. If the Mechuvin of the Posik is that should be Bebasachas, so we have. Be Bezechazeh, and if the Mechuvin is that should be Bezechazeh, so Ike. So we also have. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Shloishim b'chol kat v'kat, kol asore, ve'eda asore, v'yisrael asore. V'savkelei dilme bebas achas tzivo l'shoichtoi, v'yiu bo shloishim. Oy bo ze achar ze, sholish kitois shal asore asore. Hilkach sholish kitois be'ino. Maybe need sholish kitois. Dilma bezach hazeh koma. Besho shloishim binan, dilma babas achas koma. Veni yochel shoichtoi bepochas mishloishim. The tzlach is moire from a Mishneh. Rashi in the Mishneh weist es klo that the Pesach nishchat besholish kitais. So Rashi said, like this you could learn the Mishneh parve. Sholish kitais could mean either three kitas one after the other, or three kitas could mean 30 people. But Rashi said, klar in the Mishneh, mitzvah licholek lisholesh kitay zuachazu. That's Rashi in the Mishneh. And then later, weiss this klar, there was a dinion of sholesh kitas. The Mishneh says klar, nichnas kat rishayne, nichnas kat shniya, nichnas kat shlishes. The Mishneh weiss this klar that there were three kitas. So the tzlach, the end wants to say that there's a Gemara in Kedushin. There's a Psalmaim of Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason says that Kol Yisrael Ruyin Lishchoit Pesach Echot. Shacht Roise Kol Kal Adas Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Yonason, if they're all Yoitze with one Pesach, so Yizichet don't need three Kittes. That's it. Yaitze with one Pesach. So the Tzlach wants to say that the Sofik of Yitzchak was, do we paskin like our Mishnah, do we paskin like Rabbi Yonason? That was the Sofik of Rabbi Yitzchak. And that's these two Mahalchim. Hilkach Bechamshin Nami Sagi. So since Abu Kaponim, this Seder of three Kitis with Shloishim Shloishim is only a cheshbin which is done mikayach sofik. That means the both zikr you don't need. You don't need the misofik. You have to have three kitis, and each kitis should have 30 people. Hilkach bechamshinam misagi. So you can get away with 50 people. Now how do you do this? The aili tlosin veovdi. You bring in 30 people for Ovdi, and it would seem they make the Korban Pesach. Aili Asore v'Novki Asore, Aili Asore v'Novki Asore. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Benun Sagi, it's sufficient 50 people. Aili Shloishim Bereshe. V'shoichtim pischeim, that's the chera agirse v'ovdi, they shechte kolben pesach, v'novki asore minayu, now 10 will leave, v'ayli yud chadoshim, the new 10 will go in. De'i ba'adodi komar, if the mechuvin is that you need 30 at a time, a'ike, that's 20 plus 10. V'i sholesh kitos komar, and if you need sholesh kitos, there's also, you have three kitas, a new 10 and a new 10, and you have 30. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hilkach, אילי שלושים שלושים, ואפילו בחמשי נמי סגי, משכחס לו, כי גוין דה אילי שלושים, שלושים went in. Now, we have a גירסה, ועובדי. The Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa is Eilu Shloishim Ovdi Asore V'Nafki V'Eilu Asore Achine V'Ovdi Nami Asore V'Nafki V'Eilu Asore Achine. Rabbeinu Hananel learns Pshat different. If you work it with 50 people, it works. First 30 go in, 10 of these 30 shecht, then these 10 leave, and the other 10 go in, and then the other 10, then another 10 shechts, and then 10 leaves, and another 10 comes in. Now, what is Pshat Rabbeinu Hananel? The Erzerua is Chaylik on Rashi. He doesn't understand Rashi. He understood if the Mechuvin is that you need 30 people standing there, so it's a Psazageder Bereivam Hadras Melech. That's, you have to have 30 people shechting in the shechting process. So therefore, he disagrees with Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, if you had 30 that shechted already, so they're fatik already. They're finished. They finished their avoide. Now they opened up the doors and they're standing there. So he holds that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. They couldn't be mitzurif anymore to the next 10 that come in. Therefore, you have to have, that's how the Erzerua learns, and that's how the Rabbeinu Hananel learns. Rashi seems to hold, Nitazoi, Rashi seems to hold that even though they had geshochten already, since they're still there in the Azor, they can become Metzurif to the new ten that come in. We have a Machlokes HaRishonim. Nichnisa, sagt die Gemara weiter, Nichnisa kat rishoyne. Now the first kat came in. So what does it say? So it says, Nismala ha-zore, when the zore became full, Noalu dalsoiso ha-zore. So they went and they shot the dalsoiso ha-zore. We have an asik of shutting the dalsoiso ha-zore. Itmar Abaya Omar Ninalutna, that not they shot the Dalsas Azore Ninaluta. There was a nest. It shot by itself. Rava Omar Noyalintna. No, they shot the Azore. Mai Benayu, Ike Benayu Lemisnach Anise. The Naftimin is if it can be Saimach Ananes. Abaya Omar Ninalutnan, Kamo da Ailu Malu, how many could go in, went in, Besamchinen Anisa. Rabba Omar, Lai Alutnan, Beloy Samchinen Anisa. Now let us see exactly what the Indian was. Zot Rashi, Nin Olentnan, Mealei. The door shut by themselves, or Mais Anisa. Samchinen Anisa. Yusaymach on the nest. Now what was pshat in this nest? So Rashi says like this. V'chol zman she'ein nin olim me'aleim. Kol zman the doors didn't shut. Me'nichem oisam likonis. So you're allowed to go in. V'loi chayshinon dilma aili kulu. V'ein kan sholosh kitos. So Rashi said there's a problem. That means if you wouldn't be saymach on the nest, there's an inyan of Sholish Kitits. So Mamela, if everyone is pushing to go in by the first cat, so Mamela could be you won't have enough for three Kitits. So Lachaira, you have to, there should be someone standing by the door who start counting how many people are left outside to have enough for three Kitits. So Abaya says, you don't need anyone standing by the door when the time will come that the doors will shut by themselves, and the nest will be megal if the door shut. So it seems that there's enough people outside to make two more kitas. Sabaya held Soimchen ala Nes. I say, so this mitzvah of Sholish Kittis, you don't have to be mishtadl. The Minashamayim, they'll take care of it. The Tzlach is Moira. Luchayreb's a very interesting anhoge Soimchen ala Nes. We find the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says in the beginning of Yume, that they were Mesakin a Koyin Godolacha, and that maybe this Koyin will be possible. Soimchen ala Nes. I mean, why, here all of a sudden, bind you Soimchen ala Nes. So the Tzlach wants to say that it's Ma'akev B'diyevet, then you're not Soimchen ala Nes. This is, if he wants to say, this is only a lechatchila dike mitzvah, that's the Loshna Rambam, the Mephoshim HaMoira, where the Rambam got it from, but he wants to say it's only a lechatchila dike mitzvah. This mitzvah of Shalosh Shalosh, since it's only a lechatchila dike mitzvah, so by the Yavid, you can be Soimchen ala Nes, according to Abaye. You don't have to be, you don't have to cheshben if there'll be enough. The Marsha asks a pertinent kashem. Just before we had a suffix, Rab Yitzchak had a suffix, is there an Indian of three kittas? Is there not an Indian of three kittas? So Lechayre, if the door shut, why did the door shut? There was a nest. The doors knew when to shut in time. So if the door is shut, so I'll call Chochepes Weistachais that, there's an Indian to shut in order to be assured that, it could have three kittas. Weiss is an Indian of three kittas. Rabbi Nechanan says, Pshat, that Kimin Shismala Azor and Neulin Adlosseis, the Leulim Mesu Adodi. Rabbi Nechanan Weiss, that there was a different purpose for shutting the dal say the gloss. That out the mitzvah of the three kittis. Now out stamazoi, out for safety purposes, that it shouldn't be too crowded. So the shaila is, if you're Soimchen ala Nes on this, or if you had to be noyel azor. According to Rabbi Nechanan, it can sound as gone schwer, but Rashi weiss des nit azoi. The Tzlach wants to say that could be that afilu yahol that was a mitzvah of shalish kittis, but could be if all were unable to enter the azore by the first kat, so you needed 30 people by the second kat. That means whenever there was a shchitas apesa, needed 30 people. So could be that was the Soimchen ala Nes. The Soimchen doesn't say that the Nes was for another two times. Could be the Nes was that if there's more people outside and there'll have to be a second car, the Soimchen ala Nes, that there'll be 30 people to be assured there'll be 30 people by the shchit of the second car. That was the Nes, but not to make three kites. So now the Gemara asks Akashi. We learned our Mishnah in Idyas, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'sholem, Shakavye ben Mahalalo Nisnade. There is a machloikis if they were Menade, Kavye ben Mahalalo. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Chas v'sholem, they never were Menade him. She'ein azoren in Eles, al kol odom bi Yisrael, b'chochma, u b'yiras chet, ka Kavye ben Mahalalo. Before we see this complete Mishnah, let us just see what the Maisa was with Akavya ben Malalo. Chas v'sholem, b'meseches idyis nan, arbo dvorim heyid Akavya ben Malalo. Uktoni hosam, hu ayoima, ein mashkin loy as agiyoires, v'loy as ameshucheres. By ashkor soite, it is only by Abbas Yisrael. Agiyoires ameshucheres is not in hashkor. Amruloi. So they told Akavye, Maise bekolchemis shivcha, shehoisa b'Yerushalayim, v'ishkua shmaya v'avtalyan. A Maise Rav, that there was a shivcha mishucheres, and they were mashkaha. So you see that you are mashke mishacheres. Oma lehem dugma yishkua. What is dugma yishkua? Daimim lo hoya oisan shi yishku. That means, no, they also stem from Geirim, so memele, they were mashke, but that is not mevarer the halacha. Was a sharp vote, and it seems it was a zilzul bekvoidon of Shmaya Bavtalion. The Nidu, so maybe there were manada akavya b'malalul on that statement that he had said dugma hishkua. Omar Rabbi Yehuda chas v'sholem she'akavya nisnade she'ein azoran in elas k'shehoison in elas al kol odom. When the Azorah was ninal al kol odom ba'arve psochem sha'akol godul v'rov yivarizik ha'ilom ein bo echot v'chochmo u'b'yiras chet ka'akavi. So memele, so kol chochto was a psamaisa that were manada talmud chochem, it wasn't akavi. Now let us see the Loshon HaMishnah. Ein azoren in elles al kol odom bi Yisrael b'chochma b'yiras chet k'akavye b'malal. Abaye metaretz l'taymei, v'rove metaretz l'taymei. Abaye metaretz l'taymei, ein ba'azore. There is no one in ba'azore b'sho sh'nina lo al kol odom bi Yisrael b'chochma b'yiras chet k'akavye b'malal. Rove metaretz l'taymei ein ba'azore b'shosh enoylem oiso al kol Yisroel b'choch mabir eschet k'akavye ben malal. This Gemara is very unclear. First of all, I don't understand why Rabbi Yehuda held that Akavya ben Mahalal, you can't say they were menadim because there wasn't a Yid in Klal Yisrael that was equivalent to him in Chochm and Yiras Chet. So why did Rabbi Yehuda have to bring in the Ein Azorah Ninelis Al Kalodim Bi Yisrael B'Chochm Bi Yiras Chet? I mean, wie kommt das rein? I mean, say that in Klal Yisrael, forget about when they shechted the Korban Pesach. He's saying a statement that Akavya ben Malal was the greatest Talmud Chochem that Klal Yisrael possessed. So you could only prove it from Ein Azoren in Elis Al Kalodim Bi Yisrael Akavya ben Malal. I mean, there were three kitas. He was only one of the three kitas. I mean, he said a statement. There wasn't any. So why did you have to bring in the mice with the nilas azorep? Why did he have to bring in? Well, what is the nilas azorep ashayches to the gadlus of Akavya ben Malalo? Then all of a sudden it seems that from the memory of Rabbi Yehuda, there's Akashe, Sayan, Abaye, Sayan, Rove, Abaye, Metaretz, Letaimei, Rove, Metaretz, Letaimei. I mean, was is schwer da? Wo steht doch schein? An Abaye, sicher schwer. She'ein azoren in Elis al kol odom bi Yisrael. So, wo steht? So, this is, Abaye is the fa'em for it. It's beautiful. She'ein azoren in Elis al kol odom. What did Abaye say? Ein ba'azore b'shashen nina lo. Ninelas means, I mean, manavshech. What is the mashmois ein azore ninelas? Why do both have to be metarets? It's very unclear. Shat in the Gemara, though. How this is brought in. And Abaye da'farem from, Rove da'farem from. Tana Rabon. Ma'olam le'nismayich odom ba'azore chutz mi'pesach echot shoyo b'mehilu sh'nismayich bo'izoken echot bo'yekoyrin oisoy pesach mu'uchin. Pesach mu'uchin al shem sh'nismayich. Even though we had before, the Ben Chananel said that the purpose of the nilas azor was le'lil mesu adodi, mean l'cheir it means that there was enough room that it shouldn't be muchrach that someone should get trampled. The ma'ase be mehilo, there was a ma'ase, even though there was enough room, and it's ma'ach by zokenecha. They call this Pesach Mulch. Tana Rabban. Tam achas bikesh agrifas ha-melech, litein einov bochlusa Yisrael. He wanted to know how many people Klal Yisrael possessed. Omalei lekoyin godol, ten einecha bepsochim. So you should see, let's see how many psochim are being nikrav. Notal kulye mikol echot. So he took a kidney mikol echot. Nimtza shom shishim riboy zugi kloyis keflaim ki yaitzi mitzrayim. So he found a 2 times shishim riboy, 1,200,000 kloyis. And we have to take into consideration chutz mitomei v'shahoya b'derech ha'chayke. So not everyone participated. And also we have to take in consideration v'ein lecho kol pesach u'pesach sh'loi nimnu olav yoyser mi'asora b'nei adam. There were at least 10 or more people on each Pesach. So we have to multiply 1,200,000 times 10, and the Meilen, we can figure out how many people Klal Yisrael possessed. Then we can really figure out the Gevaldike Nes that did occur, that in this small amount of time, it was possible, the Talmid was Nishchat, Pesheva Machze, Nigman Shmoinim Machze, Shmoinim Machze, they started Shchitas HaPesach, and they had so much time for such an amount of people. V'hoyu koyren oisoi Pesach Me'uve. It was a Pesach Me'uve. Frag the Gemara, not al kulye, the koyen took a kulye, a boy aktuo, you have to be makter it. That's part of the murim. So the Gemara, the hoder makterlo. They were makted later. The vow they took the kulyes, and later they were makted. Frag the Gemara v'chsiv v'hiktiroi shalo ya'arev chalobov shal zebazah. They could be makted all together. They need a bezundere haktore from each kolben. And for the Gemara, the hoda maktalo chodo chodo. There was a bezundere haktore from each kolya. Frag the Gemara v'osanye v'hiktirom shi'eikuloi ki'echod. You had to be makter the emurim of each kolben together. So if you took off a kulye, so you were not makter the emurim of each kolben together. Elo tvise ba'alme d'shokol minayu ad yovin leimidi achid. So let us see Rashi. So it's Rashi, Pesach Meruchim, al shem shenismaye, Pesach Meruvin, of Hashem Shehom Rov, Viktiroi Mashmer Levadon, Shelo Ya'arev Chalovim Shalkolm Zeba, Chalovim Shalkolm Nache, Shekulam Ke'echot Kol Ha'imurim Shalkolm. All the Imurim of the Kolm should be together. Tvisa Balme, Toifes Kulye, the Kain Godo took a Kulye, Umare Leshliya, Bunaisim Pulay Evan Kenegdo, and then later he gave it right back. So Mamela, they were makterit. They were makterit together with the rest of the Imurim of each kol. Kehani oimdim shurei shures. So it says that what? That in each shure, there was shure shakulei kesef, kesef shure shakulei zov. Frag the Gemara, my time. Why was it that way? Ilay medul meshokli de dave umaili de kaspem. Chinami dul meshokli bar mosom umailin bar meya. Eladahochi shapir tvei. Sokht Rashi. My time is sure is shakula kesef kesef. Why did it be like this? Ilay medul me. So Rashi, kshehu magzer horeikon, umekabel hamolei, zimnin de mavze reikon shel zov, ומקבל מולי של כסף, והבלי מרידן בקוידש. A very interesting Rashi. Rashi wants to say that there's an Indian of Meiriden Bekoidish. That what? He's Magzir the Reikon, and he's Magzir the Reikon Shalzov, and he's Mekabel Molei Shalkesel. Now we hear it's very difficult to understand this attack a cloud by Koidish, Malin Bekoidish, Beloi Meiriden. For example, there's a Mishnah Menaches. The Mishnah Menaches says that there were two shulchanes that were before the Heichel, which they used to put the lechem upon them on these two shulchanes. There was one shulchan shel shayish, there was a marble shulchan, that before they put it on to the shulchan, in the Heichel, they first put it on a shulchan shel shayish, then they put it onto the shulchan. When they took off the lechem upon him, until they were makta the bazichin, they took it off the shulchan and put on a shulchan sozov. So the Gemara says, what's the reason of this Seder? So the Mishnah says, what's the reason? Malin bekaidish v'loy marid. So the malin bekaidish is, the Tosfos Yontov learns pshat in that Mishnah, that since it was once on a shulchan shel zov, they would not put it on a shulchan shel shayish again. It was once on, so they put it on a shulchan, remained on a shulchan shel zov. Malin bekoidish v'loy merid. So we see there's an inyan of malin bekoidish. Our asagis of malin bekoidish is in yonei kedusha, and then first we put on a talis, and then we put on tefillin, malim bekoidish, v'loy meriden. We see that there's an inyan also, would be a bezoin of the koidish that was resting on a shulchan shel zov, to put it on a shulchan shel kesef. No, that's all to svelteichet in malim bekoidish. Achitzayin yistiki yipui also is an inyan of malim bekoidish. So that is not so great a problem over here. Now the problem is, there were two kabbonis over here. There was a mizrak shel, one called and there was a mizrak shel zov, one called and there was a mizrak shel kesef. Where's the malim bekaidish over here? So Rav Shmuel says, that the malim bekaidish is in the sheiras of the kayin. He says the kayin before was oisik, he was in the zov category, he was zoyrik, a mizrak shel zov. And now you're making him in a lower. Now he's zayrik a mizrak shel kesef. So that does come with the heren. That means it, we're talking about the sheiris of the kohen before he was eligible to be zayrik or to be heilich meilich a mizrak shel zov, and now he's meilich a mizrak shel kesef. That's a psamalim bekoidish v'loy meridin, but. But the lashon of Rashi is very, very unclear. Rashi, if Rashi would speak about that before he was mekabel a mizrak shel zov, and now he's mekabel a mizrak shel kesef, no, is held medoch. But Rashi speaks about chazore. Kshumarzir ha-reikon ha-mekabel ha-molei zimnin de-marzir reikon shel zov u-mekabel molei shel kesef. Now, in the Achzoras HaReikon L'Chayre, we'll see later, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. That's not an avoider, that's not a sheiris, that's a heksha, you have to return it. So L'Chayre, what kind of a Meriden Bekoidish is there? What is the Meriden Bekoidish? Havalei Meriden Bekoidish. Let us just see a little further in the Gemara. How does the Gemara go? So the Gemara says, if you are chayish for meriden bekoidish, or if this is considered meriden bekoidish, so afilu it's kulei zov or kulei kesef, you still have a problem. If one weighs more than the other, one is more valuable than the other, you invite a meriden bekoidish. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, hachinami dul meshokli bar mosan amayli bar meye. You have the same problem.
if this is a problem, so Svasemis wants to tie this, what type of shot is, so the moment say, Bechlaus is not so normal in Bekaidish. And he held is not so normal in Bekaidish. He told me, Bechlaus is not so normal in Bekaidish. That's what Svasemis wants to learn. The Taisvis Rid does not like Rashi at all. It doesn't like the Havamin of Malam Bekaidish. He doesn't say why not. So he says, Amuyim de Kipshat, which is a Yerushalmi, but it's really unbelievable. Yerushalmi Dilme Shokli de Dava or Maili de Kasper means as follows, that if you would have in the same Shure, Kesef and Zov, it's Amuyim de Kinesayin. So the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, so if you could have Kesef and Zov, so maybe he'll take the Zov for himself, and somehow finagle in a Mizrak Shal Kesef. That means if in the road is only Zov, so he can't do this. They'll hop right away what he's doing. Vikim Taraina a Mizrak Shal Kesef. It's a very interesting Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, can you say this pshat metafula moiluk? So the one that the Yerushalmi says this pshat, he says, yeah, it's moiridik. And then but listen, Erev Pesach is this man of Ashpo, we can hope that so a glickle 11, a gans 11, but there's a big moiriheta, that, anyway, that's what the Yerushalmi says. So the Gemara says, listen, if you want to prevent that, you can never prevented because Al Kaponim there were different in the Mizrakim Shal Kesef and Shal Zov Gufa there also were different Madreikis. One was more expensive than the other. Ella the Hochi Shaper Tvei. So it's not all these ulterior motives. No, it's nicer. It's annoying. That there should be one row of silver, one row of gold, and they shouldn't be mixed up. Loihayu levozichin shulayim. Tonu rabonum. Kol abozichin shabemigdish loihayu lem shulayim. Chutz mi bozichin levoine shalechem aponim. The bozichin levoine shalechem aponim had a flat stand. Shemo yenichem v'yifreis alechem. That maybe they'll put it next to the lechem, and if it would not have a flat bottom, it might lean on the lechem and break off a piece of the lechem upon him to the weight of the bezichim. So that's why they made sure it was able to stand on its own base. Zogt Rashi, chutz mi bezichel levoine, shalechem aponim, shoyuminichen oison eitzel halechem ala shulchem. The bazicha levoina were on the shulchan next to the lechem. V'iskinu la moishav shalem rochav kdesh la yismachu al lechem she'etzlam. V'yifresu doif neisel. And it will break the defanis. So you also defanis k'min teva prutso mishnei ruchaisel. Rishash asks, the defanis were not next to the bazichan. The defanis were in the other direction. So memela, he doesn't know what Rashi says, it'll break the lechem, but not the tfanis of the lechem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shochat Yisrael v'kibol ha-koin. Frag the Gemara loisagi dolav Yisraeli. The Mishnah would seem that Yisrael had a shecht. Zog the Gemara, he guve kamash von de shchite bezor ksheira. Rav Shmuel asks Akasha, Efshe Fakert, Lachatchila, there's a mitzvah, Boy Yoisem Ebishluchoy, there's a mitzvah on the Bailam Teshech. So Memele Fakert, Lachatchila, Shochat Yisrael, the Bailam Shechech. That's why I saw someone said a teretz on this Kasha, if the Mechuvan is that the Bailam Shechech, which is Taka mitzvah, Boy Yoisem Ebishluchoy, it shouldn't say Shochat Yisrael, say Shochat HaBailam. It's not the wrong terminology. Shochad Yisrael vayistreis any Yisrael. We're not speaking about the Balakom. So Mamela fragt the Gemara, why Shochad Yisrael? So Asemis asks, maybe Fakert, it should be a Seder that we should use all the Koyan manpower for the Avodah. So Davki Shochad Yisrael. But the Gemara vayistreis nitazoy. Gmar lens pshan de mishne shachel Yisrael Yisrael kutshach. Higuf vekamashmon de shchite bezor ksheire. Vekibel ha-koyin ha-kamashmon mikabol le-ba'ilach mitzves kohune. Noisnoi le-chaveiroi, shamet mino ha-iloche sheloi beregel avi ha-iloche. Frag de Gemara, es ist, des Vorabäudes, des Kabole, der des Kabole, dann des Heiloche, und dann des Rike. So, der Heiloche, des Ascheile, if Heiloche, schelei beregel, is called der Heiloche or not. So, lechere, from our Mishnah, we see that Heiloche, that they didn't walk to the Mizbeach, they went, they handed it over. So what kind of a halacha do you have over here? Ishma mino. Is a raya from do. That halacha shaloi beregel havi halacha. That's a raya from the Mishnah. And with the Gemara, Dilma have a nayit pute. He moved a little bit also. When he handed it over, he didn't stand like a dummy and just move his hands. In the process of handing over, he moved also a little bit, so there was already halacha beregel. Frech the Gemara ve'lamai kamashmalon, o kamashmalon b'roiv am hadras melech. Let us see Rashi. V'kabola ve'elech, t'rsi v'shochadus ben aboke v'kriva b'nei arm, v'amamar m'seches chagige v'kriva izu kabola sadam, limed ala kabola shetune kune, shamet mino halacha shirei beregel, כי הו אהבי הילוכה, ופלוטי בשילי פרק עמד דזבוך, אם אבא בוידי סמר בדם, שחיתו וקבולו וילוכה עזריקה, קבולו וילוכה מדבקריבו נפקה בשילי פרק עמד דחגיגה, ומאי אשמאינן מסניסן דאיכפו למיסני סיידה הלכוסם. What is the Mishnah telling us? היך, אילב, הו, אוסו להשמינה. Interesting, Rashi. The Tzlach says that, and why does Rashi have to say this? My Ashmin and Masnissen. Ilam ho osel Ashmin. And the Mishnah says klar that Nosna lechaveira bechaveira lechaveira. Why do you have to? It says klar that there wasn't a Eloche, there was only an Asine. So the Tzlach wants to say it's impossible that there shouldn't be a Eloche beregel. Normally when you hand it over, somehow you move a little bit. So, no. Since the Mishnah was Marich and it said how the Halacha was, so the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Fakel, that you don't need the Halacha Beregel. So the Gemara says, no, Bereivam Hadras Melech, Shiyoikulim Asukim Ba'avoide. Fakel, the Mishnah is coming to tell us the Zichah was Halacha Beregel. So why do you have to know this Seder? It told me that there were so many Kahanim that it wasn't necessary to make a big Hiluch, that Fakert we wanted B'davka als B'reivam Hadras Melech Shekulim Asukim B'Avoid. Kibol es ha-molei u-machzer es ha-reiko. Aval ip-choloi. We have a Seder. He had in his hand a reiko. And yen I handed him a molei. So what do you do first? So first you mekabel the molei and then you give the reiko. Sail Rab Shimon Lakish, and Rab Shimon Balakish, ain't maviren al ha-mitzvahs. He says, you have an opportunity, if someone wants to hand you a mizrak sholdam, which is a mitzvah, and you want to patter yourself from this reiko. So there's a klal, a mitzvah bo leyot ra'al pach mitzena, ain't maviren al ha-mitzvahs. So first you accept the mole, and then you get back the reiko. Zutrash ya vo ibra marze zareken bereiche leide mich im meische lei heim miad boy li kabule de ein ma virna la mitzve ma acher shbo liode. So you have to make sure to do this first. Koyin a kore vetal mizbeach. So what did he do? He made one zrike keneged the keneged the mizbeach. Man pane pesach bezrike. Omar Rab Chizde, Rab Yosi Aglili. The sign of Rab Yosi Aglili, Omar, es domom tizrek ala mizbech veschel bom takter. Now this is a posik that is speaking about b'chayr. So it should have said a loshen yochid domoy. What's the loshen domom? So it comes to be marbe domoy loynem ela domom, chel boy loynem ela chel bom, limed al b'chayr ומייסר ופסח, שאינתונים מתן דומים ואימורים לגבי מזבח. There's no posik that tells us that you need a matan domim, so we learn the domom is marbe all these three kobonis. Minolom de tunin yesoid, omar rabbi lozo, os yezrik ezrik ema oilo. Xivoche es domom tizak al mizbeach, xivosom vizorku bne arna kehanem es domi ala mizbeach sovit, ma oilo tunin yesoid a pesach namiton yesoid, Let us see Rashi. So Rashi man tane Pesach bezrike le melchik. It means he stood far away from the mizbeach and he was zorked on the wall of the mizbeach. Veloy bishviche. Bishviche means benachas makriv akeli lekoisel hamizbeach. Dikel man dome perik basre Pesach bishviche. Aber ich schmolde, der Mappe, klein mir wird damals, wo ich auch hier schaue, ich muss sagen, es war, wenn ich bei Schamai. Ehrlich, ich komme schon zu euch, mein Tonne, bei, na Rashi says, which is very unclear where Rashi is speaking about this now, ehrlich, ich komme schon zu euch, mein Tonne, bei Etzba, ehrlich, ich hatte es bewahrt. Aber ich komme schon, ich habe nicht, mein Dame, der ist Rikes, Kola Keili. Dame, ich nehme, bei Projekt, sie war, bei Gershör, ehrlich, Domom, Alma, Chini, Nami, Mishtami, it's speaking about other Kabonis also, Limit alle Pesach, und Meise, bei mir, schlau, mit Zinu, le Matan, Domim, beteure, ehrlich, kann, ich sieb, Tizreik, ich sieb, Tishafeich. Oile, Gufa, mi Nolon, she Matan, Domo, bemokim, she Eshtachta, vi Yesoit, le Mutei, Mizrach, ve Dorem, Chutz, ma Amal, le Mizrach, Eitzel Zofen, wa Amal, Dorm, Eitzel Meir, doch itnan Eichel, be Mizrach, Amma Achas, be Dorm, Amma Achas, the Yesod, went into the Ruach, Mizrachi, one Am, and the Ruach, Droimi, one Am. But the rest of the rest of that Ruach, there was no Yesod underneath the Mizbeach, or Yesod Mizbach Oilo, Kabichatas, no Sixi, Vlokach, Kremit, Amachatas, but Spoiv, no Snal Kalnis, Mizbach Oilo, Vizdome Yeshofach, Yesod Mizbach Oilo, Vavle Michta, Yesod Amizbeach, Lomeli the cause of Mizbach Ha'oilo, Rikoma or Yesoid Mizbeach, Tasa Ha'oilo, the Oilo also needs a Yesod.